Jackson Radio Works is proud to present high school football on K105.3. It's time for round two of the playoffs. Tonight's game, Blissfield at Columbia Central. Brought to you by Denny's, the Jackson YMCA, Subway, Columbia School District, Tri-County Water, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Modern Waste, Brooklyn Products, and the Village Peddler Gift Shop. We now send it to the broadcast booth for all the calls tonight with Captain Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the pregame here. District championship action here. Columbia Central hosting Blissfield, Jason, and the atmosphere is a little. You can almost feel the tension, like a little bit of nervousness within the fans and even out on the field.
Yeah, there's definitely it's a very tense atmosphere at a balmy 45 degrees, so a well-bundled crowd. Both teams have traveled well. Blissfield packing the visitor stands tonight here in Columbia Central as the Eagles take the field here. But, yeah, definitely you get that vibe that there's a lot on the line for both of these teams.
And, you know, not unfamiliar territory for either one of these schools. Obviously, Columbia Central at home, and Blissfield's traveled here regularly. Matter of fact, they were here week five, and they actually left with a win in that game, 25-14. So this is a matchup it's a rematch. Columbia Central's seen them. They've seen Columbia Central. And kind of the story that we heard during the pregame is that Blissfield, the Royals, come out with a freshman quarterback who was just getting started this season and early on, you know, a little bit green, but as the year's gone on, he's progressed, and they say he kind of came into his own about week five, and now he's with basically an entire year's worth of experience under his belt. This is going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, it will be a tough matchup for him, but like you said, he hit his stride week five, which is ironically the same time that they started playing Columbia Central. So it's a team he's comfortable with in a victory, and or against, I should say, and he'll face off against a very tough quarterback in Cole Partridge. Like to
and I want to mention that Blissfield coming up a win over Napoleon a week ago, 13-7, and that's a Napoleon team that Columbia beat handily in week one. Meanwhile, Columbia Central here, by virtue of a 24-0 defeat of E-Course, and they, before that game, they were on a 4-5 streak with their lone loss being a 10-17 loss against Hillsdale. So we're keeping an eye on what's going to happen with this one. What I like is the unknown. Blissfield beat Columbia previously. I don't know exactly what's going to happen as it goes on, so We'll check it out, and let's take 2 minutes here in the pregame. We'll come back, and we'll take a little closer look at some of the lineup stuff and get ready for high school football action on K105.3, Columbia Central hosting Blissfield tonight.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, joint fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, getting ready for the start of this game, the Golden Eagles marching band with a national anthem for us, and ready to get things started shortly, Jason. We mentioned Cole Partridge is a guy I want to talk about because he's pretty much, they put a lot on the offense in Columbia Central on his arm.
Yeah, they definitely do, and he's been able to hold up to that pressure, I guess you could say. Partridge, one of the better quarterbacks in the area coming into this season, and he definitely cemented that with a pretty solid junior year for him. The 6'1", 175 quarterback also helps out in the secondary, as we saw the last time we got a chance to see Columbia Central play. So he gets it done on both sides of the football.
Yeah, so we got Columbia Central ready to get things started, huddled up on the field. The officials make their way to their locations. I want to say really quickly thank you to some of our sponsors, Brooklyn Products. From all of them at Brooklyn Products, they wish the Eagles Godspeed in postseason games. And be golden, do right, compete hard as you play the incredible game of football. They do have openings available now for skilled and general operators. Roll 'em, Columbia Central, from your friends at Brooklyn Products. Thanks to them for being on board. Of course, stay tuned at the half. We'll get you your Denny's On Demand statistics. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. One game we're going to be particularly interested in is that Michigan Center Lumen Christi game across town tonight.
We'll have half an eye on that one.
And the Golden Eagles set to return the kickoff. And it's teed up, and here comes your kick. We're underway. It's a low liner. Fielded at about the 20. Goes into the line. Now he's looking to change field. And he's going to get to the edge and turn it up. Not a lot of room over there, but it's to the 30-yard line. Columbia Central will take over offensively at their own 30.
Brought down by Zach Horky of the Royals. Columbia Central will take over first and 10 from their 30-yard line.
On the return there was Lucas Mendez, and Columbia Central comes out, huddles up on the field as the last little sliver of sunlight fades away off in the distance.
Just see it over the trees there. Zach Horky, the freshman with the tackle on that special teams play.
Partridge out with four wide receivers on first. They run kind of a bubble screen. Inside cut by the receiver. He catches. He's going to get about 2 yards, but he's brought down for not much more than that. Cole Partridge one for one early in this game.
Brought down by number 26.
And that was Cole Davenport on the catch there. We saw a pretty healthy dose of him the last time we were out here watching the Eagles play. Spencer Kliparek, the senior with the tackle for Blissfield.
Yeah, give him a full 3 yards for second down and 7. Now for Columbia Central, they went with four wide receivers on the first down play. Now just one split wide. Partridge out of the shotgun, and he'll hand it off right away. Quick sweep off the left side, and he's going to get it up close to that first down marker. It's going to depend on the spot, and that's Daniels on the carry.
Looks like number 11.
They'll signal that for first down, and we're rolling.
Yes, we will, and Columbia Central moving quite well, and they're starting to favor the left side of that defense, or, well, the right side of the defense, I should say, left side of the offense. First three plays have gone that way, and Cole Partridge seems to have this Eagle offense rolling early.
First and 10 from their own 40. Shotgun formation for Partridge. Takes a snap. It's low. It's past him. It's going to go back to the 25. He's going to pick it up and throw.
Good play.
Gets it out of bounds.
Smart heads-up play by the veteran quarterback, Cole Partridge, to get that ball. Basically as close as he could to a receiver within 5 yards so he doesn't get the intentional grounding, but completely out of bounds. There was no chance for anybody to make the play there.
Yeah, he just saved them about 15 yards at least.
Oh, for sure.
Second down and 10 instead of second and 25. Low snap, got through his legs, and heads up play to save it. Four wide now for Partridge. And that's Carson Daniels in the backfield with him. And now it looks like we got some movement before the snap.
That'll definitely be an offside play. About three different Royals jumped there. Interesting defensive scheme that Blissfield has come out with. They have four down linemen on the front. One of the linebackers has been sneaking up often, and they've been rushing five to the quarterback the last couple of plays.
So they make a second and five now for Columbia from their own 45-yard line. Moving toward midfield. 10:33 to go, first quarter. We're tied at zero. First drive here for the Golden Eagles. Four wide for Partridge. Fakes the snap. He'll keep it up the middle. He's going to get about three. Bring up a third down and two for Columbia here on their first possession.
That was Austin Hall, the senior, with his second tackle of the game already.
It'll be third and one.
And he's been the linebacker that's been sneaking up to the line trying to rush that fifth person.
A lot of different things they can do out of that Columbia Central offense. Partridge can run it. He can hand it. He'll throw. Multifaceted team you got to prepare for, and they'll spread it out. Or sometimes, as we saw earlier, Jason, they'll go big, too.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Shotgun formation now with two wide receivers for Partridge. Takes the snap, fakes to Daniels. He'll get the first down on the QB keep over the 50-yard line down to the 49. And we're into Royals territory. Columbia Central moving the rock here on their first possession.
Yeah, and that was a good decision there by Partridge to keep that ball. Looked like a designed option play. Didn't have much on the outside edge there and was able to sneak through the middle of the line. Jared Bangartner, the senior from Blissfield, was able to make the stop, but after the first down marker.
Positive yardage plays on at every opportunity here for Columbia, and they'll go with four wide now. Again, empty. Daniel stays in to protect. Now a throw up the seam. Wide open. He's caught it at the 20. 10.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Sam Toomas on the reception. The throw on the nose by Cole Partridge.
And there are no flags. The field is clean.
49 yards on the touchdown strike. Partridge to Toomas, and Columbia Central strikes first. 6-0 lead with 9:17 to go in our first quarter.
Sam Toomas, the 5'7" senior wide receiver, 49 yards. On that one.
Extra point is drilled, and it's 7-0 Columbia Central. First drive touchdown for the Golden Eagles. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Sam Toomas with a touchdown reception for Columbia Central. Gives them the 7-0 advantage. Golden Eagles out to kick off. Blissfield sends a couple guys back, and it's Nathan Chapulis and Clay Winchell. There's your kick, a nice high end-over-end kick. Fielded at the 15. Up to the 20. First contact there at the 20. He'll fall forward to the 23. And Blissfield will send their offense out on the field again. Chapulis on the return.
Tackled by Gunnar Cota, freshman, helping out on special teams.
Blissfield huddling up. First and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Big full moon off in the distance, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice night for high school football.
A wonderful shot on Twitter.
Shotgun formation here for Blissfield on first down. Two backs. And play action. Back to pass on first down. No, nothing there. Pulls it down to run. He's got blockers. Gets up to the 25. Hit hard. And brought down about the 27. And that's Gavin Gannon, freshman quarterback for Blissfield, as we mentioned in the pregame, Jason. Somebody who they knew he was talented in the preseason before they got decided they had to go with a starter. They knew he was talented, but they didn't want to just give him the job. He earned it. And throughout the season, he's really come into his own.
Yeah, a good decision there. Didn't really have a whole lot downfield. Decided to tuck it and run. And he had all day down there. Had time to read the paper back there and then take off for a five-yard gain.
Well blocked, second and five for the Blissfield Royals. And Gannon comes in under center. Hands off to the fullback on second down. He blasts through the line. Still on his feet over the 45. Brought down at the 47. And a big blast on second down and short. And we can see a little bit of the power run game for the Blissfield Royals. 8:17 to go first quarter. 7-0 Columbia Central. Blissfield with a couple nice-looking plays on first and second down, and they'll get a fresh set here from their own 47.
Good design play there, right up the middle.
I formation. One receiver, Gannon. He'll hand off on first down. Blast right into the line. Burst of speed. And you see some real burst on first down. He'll get about 9 yards on the carry into Columbia Central territory to the 45. Chapulis on the carry. Well blocked.
Sam Toomas with the stop from the secondary. And he was lightning quick coming through that hole there. And if you watch Blissfield, they're really firing off the ball here early on.
Right now, owning that battle at the offensive line. And now the fullback on second down will take it another couple yards. They'll get down to the 40-yard line and move the chains one more time. Blissfield with another first down. And they're getting, Jason, 5 and 6 yards on first and second down.
Yeah, that's what you want on the ground game there. And it also is going to open up the play action, which they were able to get him to bite on as well earlier on in this football game. So in the very first play, as a matter of fact. So the ground game works. That opens up the playbook a little bit more, and that is super helpful, especially when you have a freshman quarterback.
They go with the I formation here, and now it's a pitch out to the left to Poulos, and he turns on the burners. He's through everybody. Gets into that second level, and he's brought down
with the carry
at the 25.
First down for the Blissfield Royals.
Great carry there. Good explosiveness.
Down to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to put that ball right on the 25. First and 10 again. Blissfield Royals. Ground game is just eating up big chunks.
Yeah, and he hit that second gear and was long gone.
Again, that I formation, fullback with a tailback behind. Turns and gives to the fullback, bursts into the line. After first contact, he breaks tackles, continues to rumble forward, and he's got real close to another first down.
Brandon Cripps in on the stop for the Golden Eagles.
Brandon Cripps with the tackle, the 5'10", 180-pound defensive lineman. He's a senior this year for Columbia.
Fullback Jacob Spano on the carry. And it's going to be second down about half a yard.
Yeah, and Spano's looked really good early on in these couple of carries that he's shown. And can get it done short yardage and can bust it out for a couple of big gains.
Absolute march down the field so far for Blissfield. And they'll give it back to Spano. He spins off a tackle. He's got the first down yardage. And he's going to be down at about the 12. First and 10, Blissfield. And, I'm seeing about the 13-yard line, Jason. So they still have room.
Oh, yeah, they've got about
6 yards. To get a first down here, yeah.
First down
now for the Blissfield Royals. They're well inside of the red zone here. Another give to Chapuis. And he's going to get inside the 5. Going off right tackle, and he's down all the way to about the 3-yard line before he's brought down. 5.5 to go, 7-0 Columbia Central, but the Blissfield Royals are knocking on the door.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just keep handing the ball off. It has worked for pretty much the entirety of this drive. I believe they haven't put the ball in the air. They tried to on the first play. That was unsuccessful, but it still turned into positive yardage.
They'll get four tries from the four-yard line. Gannon takes the snap and doesn't hesitate. Gives it to Chapelier. And it looks like he got in from here, but we're holding off on the call.
I think they've got him short.
Calmed out the one, yep.
Carson Daniels in on the
second down and goal from the one.
Second and goal.
Blissfield.
Now that was a smart play there, though. A lot of the linemen fell over, made the cutback, tried to leap over everybody, and turned it into positive yardage.
They come out in the eye with one wide receiver. Gannon under center, and he's going to keep it, try to sneak it in. The Royals are signaling touchdown, waiting for an official signal here.
And they are short.
They called him short.
It'll be third and goal.
Design run play for the quarterback there and second down. Third down and just a smidge.
Dalton Fish with the tackle there, the senior.
Down to 4:20 here in the first quarter. Blissfield up to the line. Under center. Gives to the fullback and Spanos into the end zone.
Touchdown,
Blissfield.
Spano with the carry into the end zone.
They'll have a point after attempt to try to tie this one up at 7. Blissfield, just an absolute march down the field.
Yeah.
Eating chunks of yards at a time. Columbia is going to get back to the drawing board here and see what they can do to stuff up that run game.
Yeah, that one, they made that one look easy. Basically just handoff, handoff, handoff all the way down the field, and Columbia didn't have an answer for it.
And there's a snap. The hold's good. The kick's a little low, but it got over the upright, and it's through. We're tied at 7.
That's what counts.
Both teams have been able to score on their first attempt. Columbia Central will try to answer here. We'll take 30 seconds back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Do you have a big cleanup project? Get a roll-off container from Modern Waste. Property cleanup, roll-off container from Modern Waste. Demolition, roll-off container from Modern Waste. New construction, you bet. Roll-off container from Modern Waste. With a Modern Waste Systems roll-off container, you'll receive hauling, disposal, and recycling all for one fee, and in most cases, they're lower than their competitors. Call Modern Waste or visit modernwastesystems.com for your roll-off container today. Roll-off containers.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
After the Blissfield Royals march down the field and tie this one up, Columbia Central's got 4:07 on the first quarter clock and a couple guys back ready to receive a kickoff. See if they can't keep the back and forth going. Here comes your kickoff. It's on the tee.
Better kick
than on the first, but it's going to bounce, and looks like it's going to roll out of bounds, and that'll get the illegal procedure flag out.
A smart play there to let that ball go out of bounds.
As the ball rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, had a chance to grab it and take off instead. Let it roll out of bounds, and they'll take it at the 35. Update from Lumen Christie, Michigan Center. Lumen Christie drove down for a score on their first possession. 6-0 Titans. They missed the point after try.
Cole Partridge, shotgun formation for Columbia Central.
He's got a couple wide receivers out there. Carson Daniels in the backfield with him. They're set. And he'll give it to Daniels on first down. Running right side, a little sweep action down around the right side and turns it upfield. He'll get about 3 on first down. Second down and 7.
And that was Christian Kleperik with the tackle. Blissfield stacking the box here now defensively, putting a lot of guys close within 5 yards of that line of scrimmage.
They come out with 5 wide, and Partridge looking to throw on second down. Defender right in his face, and even with the pressure, he gets it away, and it's nearly caught. The 10 receiver on the play was Connor Davenport, but a lot of pressure on Partridge as he rolled out to his left. And that'll bring up 3rd and 7 for Columbia Central.
Yeah, the throw a little bit low at the feet of the receiver, which is smart, but not ideal if you want to gain yardage on that type of play there. Partridge was his first incompletion of the game. Jack Wilson on the coverage there. Good job. But it's hard to hit that throw when you got a man right in your face.
Yeah, he's off his back foot and just trying to get it away to make something happen. 3rd down and 7 now for the Golden Eagles. Partridge rolls out left again. This time he throws it before the pressure gets there. It's caught! And he breaks the tackle, still on his feet at the 30, 20, 10. Down just wow. at the 2-yard line. A touchdown saving tackle on the reception was Connor Davenport. Got behind everybody. The throw was on the money again by Partridge. He's just hitting those guys in stride. And the receivers are doing the rest after the catch. They'll have 4 tries from the 3 to put this one into the end zone.
Yeah, Spencer Kliparek made the touchdown saving tackle. He had him wrapped up back at around the 30 or so, and he was just able to break free, get down to the 3 where Kliparek was finally able to sweep the ankles and make a touchdown saving tackle.
Partridge in the shotgun now. And he fakes the give, keeps it left side. He's going to walk that one into the end zone.
Yes,
touchdown! Partridge dives over that pylon, gets it over the goal line, and Columbia Central has answered back.
But he made it to the goal line.
This has been a fun game so far, and we're still in the first quarter.
2:58 to go first quarter. A lot of scoring in the early going. 13-7 Columbia Central leads. They got an extra point attempt pending.
One of the best in the game right here in the area. Getting ready to kick this extra point.
Micah Sonnenberg, the hold's down. The kick's low, but it looks like it got through.
Yes, it did.
And the officials say the same. 14-7 Columbia Central with the lead. And Blissfield's got a shot at it when we come back. 30-second break and more football coming up on K105.3.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent of Columbia School District. Our STEM courses offer success through hands-on learning. Our teachers are caring educators who give each student the one-on-one attention they deserve. Our points of pride include K-12 music emphasis, art exploratories, online virtual courses, musical drama productions, and blended learning. When searching for the right environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools. Learn more at myeagles.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
So the Blissfield Royals make their way back out of the field, looking to return the kick. It's been the passing game for the Golden Eagles. It's been the running game for the Royals, and we'll see if they go right back to it. Chappies back to return, and also Josh Eisenman.
And then reverse field here.
Eisenman takes it. He gets through a hole in the line. So he's going to get over the 30, down about the 32 in field position there for Blissfield as they come out and attempt to answer. 2:51 to go first quarter, already 14-7. Columbia Central held Ecor scoreless last week. And Blissfield beat Napoleon, and it was, what did I hit, like 14-10, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
So they've already both kind of made the game start in a way I didn't expect it to. Blissfield absolutely just marched down the field last time. They start by giving it to Spano. He's hit, and there's a stop for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. An adjustment made on that play, clearly. And they'll stand him up for about a 1-yard gain.
Ryan Toomas in on the stop. Short game.
And there you hear Ryan Toomas with the tackle.
2nd down and 9 coming up for Blissfield. And if you're Columbia Central, you want to get them into that third and long situation. See if they got to go to the sky. Maybe hope that this freshman QB makes a mistake or two that you can capitalize on.
Yeah, that's exactly the game plan here for Columbia, is force the freshman to beat you with his arm. And so far that plan hasn't quite worked out, but we'll see after that big stop on first down if that works out on this drive.
Stack line here for the Columbia defense. Play action back to pass. Gannon's got the pass away. And he's got some space, tackled from behind, but it really gave him about 2 extra yards. And that's going to move the chains on second down for Blissfield.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but it was effective. Almost overthrew it a little bit over the head of the fullback there, but he had him in open space and easily able to gain, looks like about 7 or 8 on that play. It's going to be third and short.
Yeah, the tackle carried him a little further. They didn't give him that forward progress, so it's down at the 41-yard line with about a yard necessary for Blissfield to move the chains. And 1 yard looked simple for them on their first drive. Handoff is to Chapuis, and he'll get around the outside. Up the left sideline, he is pushed out of bounds at midfield, but the first down easily for Blissfield on that play.
And that was Carson Daniels pushing him out of bounds there. Saving a touchdown, maybe. That young man has some speed coming out of that backfield there, does Chapuis.
Yeah, definitely wheels over there. Just the nose of the football on the 50-yard line, first and 10.
Oh, did I say that?
There's a fake rollout pass, and the throw.
Ooh.
Chapuis caught it, wow. Spun away from a defender, and gets down to the 40-yard line.
That was an impressive play by Chapuis there.
He was in a position to take a big hit.
Yes,
instead,
he
very gracefully spun away and able to turn it into about an 8-yard gain on first down for the Royals.
Yeah, these young kids never cease to amaze me with some of the plays that they make. And as I get older, I appreciate them more because I know I can do them less and less. Almost a self-preservation type of spin move there.
43-yard line in Columbia territory now on first down. That gives to Spano and into the line. And that's he's done that quite a bit. First down, he dives ahead for about 7 on the first down play.
Connor Davenport on the stop.
And the clock will run out in the first quarter. 14-7 our score. Blissfield driving again. But Columbia Central, for the time being, holds on to the lead. Let's take a minute break. Back with the second quarter on K105.3 next.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So, reverse fields here on our dial. Blissfield moving right to left now. First and 10 from the Columbia. That's the 35. Run goes to the right on first down and get about 2 yards on first down, 2nd and 8.
Yeah, and it looked like Chapuis there had a hard time getting a hold of that football on the pitch. Didn't put him into a prime position to hit the edge, and when he did, he slipped. Cost him probably a handful of yards there, but still positive gain.
Yeah, if you're Columbia Central, you just want to start seeing more. Fewer of those plays go for 5 and 6 yards and start seeing a few more of them go for 2, and then you'll start being able to stack that up and make a couple plays to get yourself some turnovers. 14-7 lead. Pitch out to Chapuis on 2nd down. And it looks like they had him stretched out. He cuts it up instead. And he'll turn that into about a 3-yard gain. He's going to bring a 3rd and 5 for Blissfield. And that's on the Columbia Central 30-yard line.
Hunter Trumbull on the stop there for Columbia. And again, they're just getting really dominated on that the front line. The offensive line has done a great job opening up holes, hitting blocks, firing off the line on the snap.
one of the sponsors on our game tonight, Columbia Central School District. Thank you to them. And, of course, we've got a lot of different media for them to deal with at this point. And a big defensive stand for Columbia Central on third down. They eat up the sweep play. Chapayes brought down, and he'll lose a couple. Let's bring a fourth down and 8 yards. And Blissfield have to make a decision. This is, I think you go for it here, Jason, just where you are in the field.
Oh, yeah, I think you have to here. It's, you know, you're too close to punt, too far away for a field goal. Why not? Give it a go.
Most definitely. So fourth down, and they'll put Gannon in the shotgun. Spread it out, empty backfield with five wide, and there's one deep on that left sideline for a moment. And now we'll get a timeout for Blissfield.
Lined up CFL style. 3 yard running start.
Sneaking over there. So we get a timeout on the field. So let's take a break. We'll take 30 seconds. We'll be right back with this big fourth down play for Blissfield on K105.3.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
This is how we roll. You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Columbia Central breaks their huddle. Blissfield working out the final moments of this big play for them. Right now, like a stop's going to be a big difference in this game, because Columbia Central hasn't come close to being stopped, and Blissfield's been able to pretty much impose their will on their offense. So that big third down stop by Columbia Central, huge play right now. Empty backfield, five wide outs for Gannon. Out of the shotgun, he's rolling to his right. Back to pass, gets some pressure, hit as he throws. Completed! And that is down to the 25. That looks like it might be good enough for a first down, Jason.
Yeah, there's some discussion here. That might have been an incomplete pass. That is an incomplete pass.
He didn't. He didn't complete the catch. We have to check with Mike Pereira from New York, but maybe he didn't complete the process. And Columbia Central takes over on downs. Big stand-up stop from the defense. And Cole Partridge gets to send that high-powered passing attack back out there, ready to take it the opposite way. Two huge pass plays have been the difference for Columbia on offense. And Partridge has put them on the dot.
Yeah, big stop there.
14-7 lead for Columbia with 9:50 to go first quarter. And Partridge on the field in the shotgun. Two wide receivers. Daniels in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Fakes to Daniels. He'll keep it. QB run play on the option. He's going to get about a yard.
Yeah, not very successful or effective there, but it's one of those types of plays that they use offensively to sort of set up their play action and set up some of their deep ball offense that Cole Partridge loves to go with.
They've been picking the right spots so far to take those shots downfield. Second down and 9 for Columbia, and they're on their own 35. Out of the shotgun with three wide receivers for Partridge. This time he gives off to Daniels. Daniels finding a little space in the line. He's going to get about 2 yards on the play. So that'll make it third down and about 6 for the Golden Eagles with 9:03 on our first quarter clock. I want to take the moment to say thank you to Village Peddler Gift Shop for being on the broadcast, supporting Columbia Central Golden Eagles football. And I always love a place like Village Peddler Gift Shop this time of year, Jason, because if my mom doesn't want electronics, she doesn't want anything clothes, you got to find that special, unique gift.
Yes.
Christmas time for my mom, and the Village Peddler Gift Shop is just that place to do it.
Absolutely.
In downtown Brooklyn. Shotgun and third down for Partridge, rolling out to his right. He'll get some pressure. Gets a throwaway. It looks like it's caught. Carried out of bounds.
And they're showing completion.
And the spot looks like it's going to be good enough for first down.
Yes, it is.
Move the chains, and a big third down pass completion by Cole Partridge. And Jason, pressure in his face as he let it go.
Yeah, he was definitely had a hand in his face, maybe two, and just not really a whole lot of space to make that throw, and somehow Partridge pulls it off.
threw a dart right into the gut, and that receiver almost had no choice but to catch it. And then he gave a guy a piggyback right out of bounds. First and 10 from Columbia Central's 45. Out of the shotgun. Fakes to Daniels. Partridge keeping it up the right side. He's got a little bit of space. He's going to get about 3 on the first down carry. Close to midfield before he's chased out of bounds. Second down and 7. I think if you're Columbia Central's coaching staff too, you don't mind Partridge running out of bounds and avoiding taking a big hit when he runs the football.
Yeah, I think that's probably the smartest thing, especially with the way that Partridge has thrown the football in this game. And you have a chance to put this game into dire straits with a score here.
Shotgun for Partridge with Daniels. 2 wide receivers. And they fake to Daniels. Looking up the left sideline. He's got a man ahead of everyone. The outstretched hands. Toomas was in the end zone if he holds on to that catch.
Sam Toomas had it in his hands. He turned on the afterburners to go get that football. Just couldn't quite reel it in. Would have been a spectacular play.
Yeah, Jason, Toomas up the sideline and with the defender, they were stride for stride until that ball got in the air, and yep. Toomas just took it into another gear, had plenty of room to make the catch, and it just went off the fingertips. But once again, Partridge put that deep ball right on the nose, right where it needed to be.
Yeah, definitely he's showing why he's one of the better quarterbacks in the area.
Four wide receivers for Partridge on third down and long. There's the blitz. He gets the throw away, and he'll throw it into the turf. It's incomplete. Fourth down and 7, and Blissfield gets the stop right back, and Columbia Central will send the punt unit out onto the field.
Yeah, and that's probably a smart play there. Micah Sonnenberg is one heck of a kicker, but I don't know if he could hit from that deep. So he'll back it up and get set to punt this one away.
There's your punt coming up.
Nearly
32.
Blocked.
A big punt, though. Fielded at about the 24, and he's hit immediately. Twists away. Stays on his feet a little bit. He'll drag a guy about 2 yards. And Blissfield will take over at their own 28-yard line.
Yeah, and that was Josh Eisenman with the return, and that was a risky return there, Steve. Had a lot of different colored jerseys around him when he reeled that one in.
Yeah, it's one of those where you could see a big hit happening in that case, but able to hold on to the football. They actually set it at the 29. First and 10, Blissfield. Columbia Central maybe figured out a little bit of something about the Blissfield offense in that last possession. First down, they go to Capoyes, and he does more of the same. Looking real familiar there with about 8 yards on the scamper.
Yeah, he is very, very quick.
7:35 to go in our first half clock. Second down at about a yard, for Blissfield. As Gannon brings the play in from the sideline. And looked like they were going to split 2 wide receivers to the left. Instead, that guy goes up and sets up. So it's kind of a big set with the I formation. Gives to the fullback, Spano, and he'll dive forward for the first down over the 40 to about the 42.
Yeah, that two-headed monster is working out well for Blissfield. Connor Davenport with yet another tackle. And Columbia just, they can't quite seem to rein this in on a consistent basis, this running game.
Stay tuned with us following the game. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. A couple guys factoring in so far. Front runner Cole Partridge with a touchdown pass and a run under his belt already. First and 10 for Blissfield, and the Gibbs goes to Chapuis around the right side, and he's turned it upfield a little bit. He's going to get about 4 on the first down carry.
Sam Toomas with the stop, his fourth tackle. So you look at the tackle statistics for Columbia Central, and it's been defensive back, linebacker, so getting into that second level on the ground game has been the MO of the night for Blissfield. Just looking at the statistics alone, you can see that.
Second down about 7 for Blissfield Royals. from their own 44. And there's a pitch out to Chapuis, and he gets into that second level. Look at that. Closing speed and a great tackle on that play.
Ryan Tumis with the stop there.
He was at full speed when he got over there, and Chapuis just kind of went down. Third and five for the Blissfield Royals from their own 46. Another chance for Columbia to get a stop with 5:43 left on our first half clock.
Yeah, both of those Tumis boys are showing off their speed today.
High formation, tight formation. Play action rolling out is Gannon. A lot of time back there. Makes the throw. It's caught. Breaks a couple tackles. Still on his feet into Columbia Central territory. Pass the 35 down to the 32 before he's brought down. A nice throwing catch for Blissfield, and I believe Devin Slusher on the reception.
Yeah, that was a good throw there. I mean, he had lots of time, good protection, made the smart throw. The receiver there just found a soft spot in the zone and planted his feet ready to make that catch.
Gannon under center now. Single back is Chapuis. Wing back goes in motion. They give off no Spano on the carry. Spano's going to give out five.
Chapuis on the carry.
Do they have Chapuis?
No, that looks like Spano. Number 14.
Yeah, that is Spano. All right, we had it right.
Yeah, we were right.
Second down and five. 5:06 to go. 14-7 Columbia Central lead, but Blissfield, after a big pass play conversion on third down, finds themselves working their way into Columbia Central territory. Fullback is Spano. The tailback is Chapuis. They give to Spano. He's hit immediately. Great penetration by the Columbia Central D-line.
And that is a big stop in the backfield by the sophomore Lucas Mendez, 5'9", 165 on that defensive line. Sort of a speed rusher. That'll bring up third and about seven.
You know, Jason, that first possession for Blissfield, they must have had maybe one short third down conversion to have to make. And ever since then, Columbia Central has routinely gotten them into these third down scenarios. So definitely the Columbia Central defense has made adjustments. And big play here. Rollout pass for Gannon. Successful on the last try. And this one's caught. It's going to be short of first down distance. But they move the rock and get themselves into a fourth and very short. Jack Wilson on the reception.
Yeah, Carson Daniels stopping him short. So now fourth and two. Again, you're in that field position area where you kind of have to go for it here.
Thanks to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for being on board for the broadcast.
Yes.
And it's an important time. If you haven't turned your furnace on yet, you're going to want to do that soon and make sure that you have plenty of time to get Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning over your house to make sure you're not going to be cold this winter.
I had to have my igniter replaced.
Fourth and one. Gives to Spano. He's hit. Now we're going to get a timeout before the play. Credited to Blissfield. So it looked like Spano would get the first down distance, but the timeout, and they'll talk it over. 3:21 to go. Let's take a 30-second break here on K105.3, 14-7 Columbia Central leads.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, joint fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
3:21 to go, first half. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Columbia Central High School. The Golden Eagles with a 14-7 lead over the Blissfield Royals. The Royals, however, have a fourth and about one and a half. And they are on the, we got the 29-yard line.
Looks about right. Better than the 51.
It's a big set here with three backs for Blissfield. Stack it up. Power versus power. Chabios gets the carry. He's short. Looks like he's short.
Carson Daniels with the big stop.
By Carson Daniels and the Golden Eagles.
And they will turn it over on downs for the second straight possession.
Lost a yard on the carry. Columbia Central take over first and 10 from their own 30. And Columbia Central making some big plays on defense to go with some big plays on offense. Realistically, Jason, if Sam Tumas doesn't drop that pass on the last possession, it's probably 21-7 at this point.
And a lot of momentum on Columbia's side.
Out of the shotgun now for Partridge. He'll keep it, fakes the give to Daniels, runs into the line. He's going to get about three off of that right guard. Second down and 7 for Columbia.
55 with the stop.
And that is Ty Papenhagen with his second stop, the senior from Blissfield.
Second and 7.
Under 3 minutes to go on your first half clock, and Columbia Central taking their time now. They're going to probably want to try to hustle it down the field here. Meanwhile, score coming in from Lumen Christie, 27-0 with 5:45 to go in the first half. Is that even possible? Out of the shotgun. Partridge under pressure, gets the throw away to the sideline. And again, the incomplete pass, the heads-up play by the junior QB. Staying out of those situations where he could find himself losing a big chunky yardage. Instead, they'll send it back up to that third down marker with a 7-yard distance to go. That's the 33-yard line.
Yeah. Partridge has done a good job of managing the football game so far. Has done his best to keep his team out of trouble.
He's got four wide receivers on the third down play. Daniels in the backfield. He'll stay in for protection. Partridge with time gets the throwaway. It's caught. And first down.
Yes, it is.
Nice pass and catch on the third down play. And that is Mendez on the catch.
The sophomore with the catch there. Stopped by Jack Wilson.
Partridge not shy about using multiple targets on the field.
Yeah, and now they're going to step it up here and go a little bit quicker pace.
No huddle, four wide. Partridge out of the shotgun. Fakes to Daniels, looking to throw. A little pressure up the middle. He's got an open man, and it's through his arms.
Again.
Tumas unable to reel it in. It was a little bit behind him with the pressure. Partridge wasn't able to hit him in stride, and Tumas can't quite turn around and get the catch with his momentum still pulling him forward.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. That's two big catches right there. That is heartbreaking.
2:01 to go first half. 14-7, and it'll be a second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Columbia Central in their own territory. Back to pass. Partridge again. And this one picked off at the 45. And this Chapel, yes, you know, he knows how to run it. Up the right sideline, he's brought down.
Big tackle.
15, but that is a big play for the Blissfield defense.
73, Brandon Scholl.
That was Brandon Scholl saving the touchdown for Columbia Central. But we were just talking about how Cole Partridge has done a good job of managing the game and staying out of trouble so far.
And
errant throw, looking for Tumas.
From the 13-yard line.
Good job to snuff that one out by the Blissfield Royals.
Marked at the 13, they'll get four tries, and looks like a lot of time still on the clock. Blissfield can try to tie this one up. 14-7, Columbia Central holding on to that lead. They've got a couple stops back-to-back. Under center is Gannon. Chapuis in motion. They'll give to Spano. Still on his feet, battling his way forward. He's getting about 7.
Yeah, he's still
can't tell where he is. That might get 8 or 9 yards on that first down carry.
Yeah, they've got him very, very close. He is down. Down around the 5, and a Columbia timeout here.
Yeah, they'll put it at the 6,
yep.
Jason, with second down, and we'll say about 3 yards. Minute 38 on the game clock, and we get a timeout on the field. I do want to say thank you again to the Columbia Central School District. Beautiful facilities out here. The concession stand, once they opened that door, they had hot chili tonight.
Yes, they did. We were out there.
Yeah, it smelled so good. I didn't feel like chili was the right food for a cramped broadcast.
Close quarters in here tonight, so I thank you and everyone around you. Thanks.
But I want to thank Josh Kubiak and the athletic staff, Coley Johnson, helping us out up here too. Of course, they've always
very accommodating.
Always kind to us when we come up here to Columbia Central.
The whole Brooklyn community just super supportive. We love it.
Except for the clock operator who's elbowing me. Columbia Central School District, one of our fine sponsors for the broadcast tonight.
A wonderful supportive community of the school as well.
About second and three. We got on the 6-yard line. 1:38 to go. 14-7. Columbia Central's defense going to want to get real tough right about now. Keep this lead going into the clock. Handoff. And again, it's Spano on the carry. And they're sitting in the end zone. Blissfield's into the end zone. And they're going to have a chance to tie this one up with an extra point. 14-13 right now. Blissfield with a big defensive play. Cole Partridge had pretty much slung it around wherever he wanted for almost a full two quarters, Jason, and just an errant throw. Blissfield capitalized, and off the turnover, they're getting into the end zone. They'll have a chance to tie it up here.
Yeah. It's always important to take advantage of those turnovers.
14-13. Back to kick. There's your snap. The hold's down and good, and the kick looks good, too. It's through. We're tied 14-14. Minute 32 to go in the half. Let's take 30 seconds, and let's get this kickoff when we come back on K105.3.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. It's time to sign up your 4-year-old for GSRP preschool. If your child turned 4 by September 1st and qualifies, our preschool is free. Your preschooler will make new friends, learn early math and language concepts, use imaginative play, and eat a nutritious lunch. Columbia School District, from preschool and early 5s through high school and adult education, building a solid foundation for a bright future. Visit us at MyEagles.org.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Minute 32 to go, first half. Columbia Central off the turnover surrenders a touchdown to Blissfield, and we're tied at 14. Columbia will have another chance before the half. Blissfield will get the ball to start the second half. Reminder, Brooklyn Products, openings available for skilled and general operators out here in Brooklyn, and they're supporting Columbia Central on the game tonight and all through the playoffs. There's a low-liner kick, fielded about the 17, runs it up to the right side, now turns it upfield, and he blasts through the line. It's a pretty good return.
Yeah, very good return there.
Over the 35 to the 36 before he's brought down, and Columbia Central, decent field position, is a minute 25 long enough. We will indeed find out, it would look like.
Well, and as we saw there, Cole Partridge only needs about 10 seconds to put the ball in the end zone, so shouldn't take much here for Partridge to move this team if he can be effective with the football.
First and 10, 35. Partridge out of the shotgun, 4 wide receivers, fakes the give to Daniels, he'll take it himself, he's got some room into the second level, chased out of bounds right at about the 45, and depending on the spot, I'm going to move those chains, they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, smart play there to get out of bounds too, stop the clock, save those timeouts.
33-0 our score from Lumen Christie all over the Michigan Center Cardinals so far in the first half of that one. Defending champion Lumen Christie Titans looking to move on to the next level in this tournament. And there, Partridge keeps it on first down, and he'll be stopped for no gain. And then we'll get a timeout from Columbia Central, looks like.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to try to throw off Blissfield a little bit. Blissfield starting to take advantage more of that deep ball defense, keep him out of the end zone.
winner of this game goes on to face the winner of Detroit Central and Warren Michigan Collegiate. And a lot of people think that Collegiate team's good, undefeated so far in the season. Meanwhile, the Michigan Center Lumen Christi winner, which right now looks like it's going to be Lumen Christi, we'll pencil them in. The winner of the Delton Kellogg and Water Valete game. Water Valete is unbeaten on the season, too. And Lumen Christi faced them last year.
Yeah,
in the tournament.
This is where teams like Columbia Central with a couple of losses and teams like Blissfield with nearly 500 records, this is where they run into trouble, is that regional round, and it can really, it separates you. It's probably the best way to put it. A lot of really, really, really strong teams left, and some of these weaker districts come out, and be interesting to see what happens here.
Second down and 10 for Cole Partridge. 1:15 on our first half clock. Partridge out of the shotgun. And he quick passes out to the left. Not a lot of running room. Good chase down by the Blissfield defense to string that play out. And he'll actually lose about a yard on the play. And it looks like the catch was made by Connor Davenport.
And they'll go hurry up here.
Still four wide receivers for Partridge. Now under a minute with third and long. Gets it away quickly, and he's tackled. Tumas makes the catch, but he's pulled out of bounds. Fourth down and long for Columbia. They'll send the kicking unit out, punt this one away. Tied at 14 as the clock runs down on the first half. And now we'll get a timeout on the field from Blissfield, so they'll stop, try and see what they can do with 32 seconds. We'll keep it here on the broadcast during the timeout. Stay tuned at the half. We'll get you your Denny's On Demand stats of the game.
Throwing the ball all over the yard.
Thirty-two seconds here on the half clock. And right on. We're still right on that 45-yard line. Again, we see the punt unit come out for Columbia Central.
I do have an update on that Water Valete Delton Kellogg game. It is tied at 22 in the second quarter. So a shootout there as well. Again, the winner of that game will go on to face the winner of Lumen Christi and Michigan Center. First time those two teams have ever faced off.
There's the punt is away. They'll kick it away from the return guy. It bounces Columbia Central's way over the 30. Trickles all the way down to the 25. Nice punt for Columbia Central, and it was able to burn off some clock. 23 seconds left for Blissfield to give it a shot before the halftime.
A good punt there by Dalton Fish. Definitely took an eagle bounce.
Stay tuned at the halftime. We'll get you your Denny's on-demand statistics. Denny's.com. If you'd like to order some grub and pick it up, you can have your Denny's wherever you want, whenever you want.
Even right here in the press box. We could have brought pancakes for everybody.
We should have planned it better.
We could have, but we didn't.
Denny's brought pancakes for everybody at the radio station the other day. And
why was I not called?
We knew you were unavailable.
So that's why you brought pancakes, because you knew I would eat them all.
We want to make sure everybody got some.
Mm-hmm.
And with 23 seconds to go on the halftime clock, the Royals take a knee, and we'll run down the clock on the first half. 14-14 tie after 24 minutes. Jason, it was, I'd like to say it's what I expected.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm that good of a prognosticator. It's nice to have a nice close game. It's good to see two teams playing hard and making adjustments. And when you have a tie football game like this, the halftime adjustments are really going to be vital.
Yes.
And we'll see which coaching staff comes out with the better game plan in the second half. They've seen what the other team can do. Now they got to adjust to it.
Yeah, I mean, you really, it's a brand new game. You know, you've got 30 minutes to, or rather 24 minutes to finish this off, and You know, it's basically nothing, and this is for the season. So the next 24 minutes are going to dictate what happens the rest of the way and whether or not you're playing next week. So, you know, I guess it comes down to which coaching staff can key up on making the big stops that are going to need to be made. Both offenses seem to be able to do pretty much whatever they want. So it's going to come down to which defensive adjustment is the one that works.
So we get you into the halftime here. We'll take a couple minutes. Gilmer tied at 14 on the game. Columbia Central, Blissfield tied up on the game for Columbia School District, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and the Village Peddler Gift Shop on K105.3.
Do you have a big cleanup project? Get a roll-off container from Modern Waste. Property cleanup, roll-off container from Modern Waste. Demolition, roll-off container from Modern Waste. New construction, you bet. Roll-off container from Modern Waste. With a Modern Waste Systems roll-off container, you'll receive hauling, disposal, and recycling all for one fee. In most cases, they're lower than their competitors. Call Modern Waste or visit modernwastesystems.com for your roll-off container today. Roll-off containers.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
When's the last time you walked into a car dealership and they offered you more money than you wanted for your trade-in? Hi, I'm Skip Young, and I'm going to give everyone up to $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Folks, you heard me right. I need your trade-in so bad that I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even have to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for your trade-in so I can make you a deal on a new Kia that's going to blow your mind and give you a payment that's lower than you expected. All credit is welcome, and of course, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty because I want to see you in a Kia. Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax and tax. Trade appraisal from Kelley Blue Book Fair Market Value. Not in combination with other offers. Expires month's end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half here. Columbia Central had a seven-point lead for a large portion of that second quarter. Unfortunately, Cole Partridge threw an interception that set Blissfield up for the game-tying score. And that's where we sit right now, 14-14. My Denny's on-demand statistic of the game is basically the long pass plays that Columbia Central was able to complete. And the one that they didn't complete, that probably has them at 21-14 right now at least, Jason.
Yeah, and that was a long stretch pass down to Sam Tumas. Just couldn't quite reel it in. He was stride for stride, like you mentioned, with the defender going on. As soon as the ball was let go, he turned it up and was just long gone. Took off and just out of his outstretched hands couldn't quite reel it in there, and that's unfortunate. My stat of the game, probably I'm going to have to go with the average yards per carry on the ground at Blissfield on first down. Their run game has just been stupendous, and it's really been the first down runs that have really set up the tone for that Blissfield offense. And whether it's been the fullback who is carrying the football or their primary back, they've been able to rattle off 5, 6, 7 yards of carry on that opening down on their drives, and it's made all the difference in the world for the Royals.
I think Columbia Central did do a good job of adjusting to the run, and they were able to get a couple of defensive stops in the second quarter before the turnover, and I guess the tail of the second half might come down to who's able to, if they're able to adjust and really clamp down on that Blissfield game, because even when they were getting stops, it still felt like Blissfield was just on the verge of they needed one more block and they can take it to the house. So kudos to Columbia Central's defense for having it 14-14 and really, we had 21 of these 28 points scored in the first quarter, and then they just kind of slowed each other down. You could just almost see them catching up with what the other offense was doing.
Yeah.
So thanks to Denny's for our on-demand halftime. I had Denny's. Well, like I said, they brought in pancakes. I go there when I can just because I like to. Sometimes it's 7 p.m., sometimes it's 3 a.m., and Denny's always has breakfast, and that's what I dig.
You didn't tell me there were pancakes.
I didn't. I'm sorry. Is this going to be a sore spot with us?
We're no longer friends. I don't know if I can talk to you ever again.
Well,
you held out pancakes on me, man. I thought we had a tacit agreement here. I would work for cheap. You would tell me when there were pancakes. That was our deal.
My last update for Michigan Center was 33-0.
That is what I have as well.
And Lumen Christie, Michigan Center, it looks like the Titans will punch their ticket to the next round. We'll see what the Cardinals can do in the second half to change that. But Lumen Christie looking good on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. The freshest, purest water in all the entirety of the radio station. We got people coming from all over the building to our area to get our Tri-County Water.
And coming, I come from outside the building to get the water. I also have a score update. Water of Elite and Dalton Kellogg still tied at 22. Also, your former broadcast partner, Matt Lehman, has reported that Lumen Christie leads 8-6 in Game 5 of the volleyball game between Lumen Christie and Concord.
And again, that Dalton Kellogg Water of Elite winner will move on to face the Michigan Center Lumen Christie winner. And that's going to be an interesting game no matter how it washes out. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime report. We'll get the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. And then we'll take another couple of minutes and we'll get you back to game time here at Columbia Central. Tied at 14 on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
Help warm the Jackson community with Legacy Dry Cleaners with their Coat Drive. Now through November 10th, drop your coats off to them and receive 10% off your dry cleaning. Legacy Dry Cleaners will dry clean all coats donated and take them to the Salvation Army for those in need for the upcoming cold months. Help warm the Jackson community with Legacy Dry Cleaners Coat Drive. Now through November 10th, Legacy Dry Cleaners at McCain and Robinson Road, across from West Winds Church.
Hurry into your neighborhood Kroger right now for the big four-day sale. Through Saturday, stock up and save with amazing deals on family favorites. Great on a sandwich or sliced over a salad. Haas avocados are only 77 cents each. And you can take home whole pork butt for just 99 cents a pound. Use your Plus card to save during the big four-day sale. But hurry, this sale ends Saturday. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
I'm loving this coffee. And while I'm enjoying every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Double Double for Die, The Survey Says, and Perps and Vicks. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're still celebrating a second MHSAA girls golf title in 3 years at Traverse City West, and the incredible performance of junior Annika Dye, who claimed her second straight individual title. Dye blew the field away at the Lower Peninsula Division I meet, winning by 8 strokes, carding a first-round 69, only the 11th time anyone has ever broken 70 at the finals, and her final total of 141 was the fourth lowest in finals history.
I was on a roll. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just kept going with it. The second day was a different story. I struggled a little more, but that first day was really, really, really fun.
Dai, a four-point student who finished second individually as a freshman, averaged 69.6 strokes per round for the season. You can read more about Annika Dai on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Coldwater's girls volleyball team, which capped off a perfect season in Interstate 8 play this past weekend by winning the league tournament. Jasmine Willette had 38 kills and 33 blocks in the title match with Marshall. And longtime Michigan wrestling official James McLogan of South Haven, who was named to the 2018 National Wrestling Hall of Fame last week. You may recall that McLogan was recently presented the Congressional Medal of Honor for his life-saving acts as a medic during the Vietnam War. Athletes should choose foods high in nutrients, like lean meats, whole grain carbohydrates, and fats that are liquid rather than solid at room temperature. Quality food means better performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the years, the officiating industry has really struggled with the fact that there's been very little data out there to really understand who officials are. This kind of data would be very helpful as the MHSAA continues to recruit, retain, and train our officials. The National Association of Sports Officials just conducted a national survey in which nearly 20,000 amateur sports officials responded about who they are, their education level, and where they're from. It's with some of this national data that will now allow us to make better decisions as we continue to recruit and keep the officiating ranks in Michigan strong.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to the MHSAA website to be a referee. A sad sign of the times is folks who have gotten into trouble portraying themselves as the victim. And yes, that mindset rears its ugly head in sports, even high school sports. When some of the most basic rules of eligibility or competition are broken, either unintentionally or intentionally, and don't tell me there aren't folks out there intentionally breaking the rules, the popular card to play now is the kid card. Yes, the kid card. If you really cared about the kids, they wouldn't have to forfeit, is a common theme, as if there should be no penalty for a school breaking a rule. And when you think about it, the real victim is the school, or schools, and those kids that followed the rules and had their seasons ended by one which didn't. The issue of forfeiture for the use of ineligible players has been revisited time and time again since schools first created the rule, and schools have decided every time that forfeiture should still be the penalty for playing an ineligible. The value of school sports is teaching the values of a level playing field, everybody playing by, and when necessary, being penalized by the same set of rules. It preserves the integrity of the games. So when parents and even coaches and school administrators play the kid card, it really makes me wonder, when did the perps become the vics? Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, joint fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at JacksonYMCA.org or call 782-0537.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Oh, we have too much fun on these football games.
Yeah, we do.
At the half here. Central Blissfield tied at 14 apiece. Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard update. 33-7 now. Michigan Center scored on a touchdown pass to Spencer Hinkle, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard.
Great young man, Spencer Hinkle.
So the Cardinals get in the scoring column against Lumen Christie, and they'll have their second half pending here. And we are just about ready to get things going here. Again, thank you to Brooklyn Products for being on the game. Wishing the Eagles Godspeed in both their postseason games. They still got a chance to keep their season alive here tonight, tied at 14. They'll kick off to start the second half. But Brooklyn Products has openings available for skilled and general operators.
Yeah.
Roll 'em, Columbia Central. From your friends at Brooklyn Products. Thanks for being on board for the game tonight, guys. Brooklyn Village Peddler Gift Shop.
Awesome.
On the broadcast tonight. And again, as we get closer and closer to the holidays, that's the kind of place that you find those unique gifts that you got to find. And
yes, it is.
Always great to support your local community because they're out there supporting local high school athletics.
Steve, I do have a halftime score update from the Water Valete Delton Kellogg game. Water Valete now leads 30-29. In that one again,
they're
facing the winner of the Lumen Christie Michigan Center game.
Yeah, an interesting game there, and we're just about ready to get the second half underway here as both teams huddled up on the near the sidelines. Columbia Central again to kick off, and we'll get the Blissfield Royals back to return. Really think that this is going to tell us a tale of what adjustments Columbia Central was able to make at the halftime locker room. They're going to come out and take the full force of that Blissfield rushing attack. I think later in that first half, too, Jason, they were able to convert some third downs with passing, and Gannon was showing off his arm a little bit. The freshman QB from Blissfield really getting a crash course in playing quarterback in the high school football, and they got a good-looking guy who's going to be around for another 3 years.
Yeah, and he showed flashes of brilliance in that first half, and it'll be very interesting to see what they come out with in the second half if they lean on him a little bit more, if they continue to just let him be a game manager. As Columbia gets set to kick this one off, it'll be also interesting to see which defensive adjustments make the most from these two teams.
So there's your kickoff, and it's a low liner. It's going to bounce at the 20, picked up at the 10, and they'll hand it off, give it off. And it looks like it's going to be trouble, but he's up the right sideline now to the 45, to the 50, cuts it his own, and he stepped out of bounds. Holy smokes, it looked like he was taking it to the house. Very speedy. It's nice to have a couple of speedy return guys back there like Blissfield does. Chapuis and Eisenman. And we got him out at the 44-yard line.
Yeah.
It looked like he was going to take that. He cut right back inside some defenders, but the whistle had shut him down. Kind of a break there for Columbia, the 44.
Yeah, you got to go till you hear the whistle, and that's exactly what he did. And good job there, and he'll line up wide in this formation.
They come out with that I formation. Fullback is Spano. They've loved to go with him on first down. They fake it to him this time, and they give to a little bit of a trick play there. The wing coming in to accept that. Jack Wilson on the carry, but not much room. He'll get about a yard. No, they'll bounce it right back. Second down and 10.
Yeah, Wilson's been pretty solid defensively out of the secondary for Blissfield. Gets his first carry on a handoff from the wing side. Doesn't get a whole lot of running room there. So a good job by Columbia to focus in on that run, despite it not being one of the two of the big two-headed monster there for Blissfield.
Yeah, that play was a little slow to develop, and Columbia was able to react. They'll come back out in the I formation. Gannon's got one wide out. Spanel's the fullback. Chapulis back further. He's back to pass. No play action. Gets pressure. He'll dive forward. He's going to get about a yard.
Smart.
But Columbia Central.
Yeah.
Penetration from the defensive line, and they flush him out of that pocket. And that'll bring up a third down and 9. Right away, Columbia Central with a chance to get a big stop here in the first half, or second half, excuse me.
And that was a smart play there by Gannon to step up into the pocket there and avoid the pressure. That's a feel thing. You can't really see it. You're not really looking around because your eyes are downfield. You want to be able to make a move and feel that pressure coming and be able to step up in the pocket like he did. And a good job to avoid the sack and turn probably a 5, 6, 7 yard loss into a 1 yard gain.
Third down and 9 for the Blissfield Royals with Columbia Central on defense. I think you're going to watch. Yeah, you'll see he steps back into the shotgun formation. Gannon back to pass on third and long. A lot of time. Gets the pass up the right sideline. He's got a one-on-one coverage. Nearly intercepted. Excellent coverage back there.
For number 3, Jack Wilson.
Yeah, that was a great job to bat that pass down by Mason Crane.
For the Royals. I think Crane thought he was going to have an interception.
Yeah.
I think Columbia Central's glad to have the knockdown. And this looks like we might get a punting situation for Blissfield. They haven't used the punt unit. Did
not
they?
Not yet.
I don't think they didn't punt the first half.
No.
And, trying to recall.
Elliott there, he had to turn into a defensive back there, knock that down.
So there's the snap. There's your kick. It's a little bit low to the left, and it takes a Blissfield bounce, and it's going to roll to the 23. Mm-hmm. Columbia Central's first possession of the second half coming with 9:58 to go on the third quarter clock. We're still tied at 14 as Cole Partridge leads the Golden Eagles offense out onto the field. Columbia Central with a nice defensive stand, and they were ready for Blissfield coming out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Josh Kubiak and his crew with some nice adjustments so far in the second half. We'll see what they can do offensively coming out of the huddle.
They're going to spread it out a little bit.
They like to go with that 4-wide set for Cole Partridge. He did throw a pick. First down, he'll give it off to Daniels. Cuts up the left side. He's going to get him. Turn the corner. Not quite. Taken down from behind, but he'll get about 6 on the first down carry. Maybe even 7. Nice run by Daniels, and they spread it out like that.
Yeah,
you're going to find some holes.
Yeah, and that was a good job by Daniels to hit the edge and really get a good chunk of yardage on first down, something that Columbia didn't really have in the first half. Not a whole lot of big plays on the opening down.
Yeah, especially late in the first half, Partridge was doing all that first down running. He's got 4 wide receivers now as he comes out in the shotgun with Daniels in the backfield. Takes the snap and gives it to Daniels again. This time he's hit right away. Good defense by Blissfield. Brought down for no gain. Fourth down, and let's call it a long 3 here for Columbia Central. A lot of options when you got that third and short situation, though, Jason. So the playbook stays a little bit wide open for him.
Yeah, second and short, third and short opens up the playbook a little bit for you. You can kind of do a lot of things, different option plays, play action. Defense really has to be on their toes if they expect to bring out the punt team here.
So they come out with just 2 wide receivers, kind of a big formation for Columbia. Partridge out of the shotgun, goes with a hard count. Looks like he might have got somebody offsides. He keeps it, And he's got first down distance. Moved the chains, first and 10 for Columbia Central. About 4 yards when he needed three. And they'll mark that with the nose of the football right there on the 35-yard line.
Ball plays at the 35.
Or the 65 if you're counting from the other side.
And our board up, the scoreboard operator loves it. He loves it.
8:17 on our third quarter clock. Columbia Central with a fresh set of downs out of the shotgun for Partridge. And he'll give to Daniels, this time to the right side, and they'll chase him down to the backfield. He's going to lose about two on the carry.
Yeah, that option play just didn't quite work out the way they had designed. Had some success with it early on in the game, but lately it just hasn't quite worked out for them.
You know, if they're able to lure that Blissfield defense into being aggressive against the run, that'll free up an opportunity for play action, and they've hurt them deep a couple times tonight. So I think Cole Partridge just biding his time back there.
Yeah.
Still, he can take another shot downfield. He's got three wide receivers now. Out of the shotgun. Back to pass, rolling out right. Partridge looking downfield. He gets some pressure. It gets the pass away. It's tipped up and picked off.
Looks like he caught it. Are they going to catch? Yeah, they're signaling a catch.
To his hands. Intercepted by Blissfield.
Wow.
Tough catch. Threw a bullet at Sam Toomas. It bounced off his hands up in the air and a diving interception. That's the second pick for the Blissfield Royals.
Yeah, and another ill-timed interception there by Partridge. Not really his fault there, just kind of put some mustard on the ball, and an unfortunate tip there, and Toomas is the unfortunate recipient of that interception.
Good field position now for Blissfield on the turnover out of the I formation. Gannon under center, and he's going to hand it off to Spano, and he's got a bunch of room to the right side. He'll get nine. Trying to battle. He wanted that 10th yard. I think they're going to stop him just shy of that first down marker on the first down carry. Second down and one.
And again, out of the gates there, Spano with a huge first down run, and that's something that Columbia really needs to put the brakes on if they want to have any success in the second half.
Spano's kind of a big body, but definitely has speed, too. You got kind of that thunder and lightning scenario going on with him and Capulis, but this has been, Chapulis. I'm sure I'm not saying it right anyway, but that's a give. He takes the carry on second down. He's got the first down distance and call it a first down. Columbia Central looking. At least one person thinks they had a fumble recovery. None of the officials agree. We'll move the chains. First and 10 for the Royals. The 22-yard line. 6.5 left on our third quarter clock. And a fresh set of downs knocking down the red zone. Blissfield off another turnover. It was a turnover in the second quarter that led to Blissfield's game-tying score. I formation for the Royals. Gannon will give to Chapulis. He's out the left side, race to the end. He doesn't lose a foot race very often, but they stretched out the play. He did get about three, though, on the first down carry, second down and seven.
Yeah, it looked like Carson Daniels, maybe, or Sam Toomas. That was Toomas. Just kind of came out of from nowhere.
Second down. We've got about seven for Blissfield. And again, setting themselves up with a decent field position after a turnover. Eisenman split out wide. Now we get Chapulis in motion. He'll give to Spano. Bouncing off guys, just driving forward. He'll get him down to about the 12-yard line. So that's going to be first and 10. We got him at the 12-yard line. So there is room for them to get another first down inside of the 5. 5:18 as the clock runs on the third quarter. 14-14 tie. Blissfield with an opportunity to take the lead. And we get Gannon under center. He's got one back with a couple wings. It's a wing in motion. Gives to Spano on first down. Chapulis actually got it there. Fooled me on the misdirection.
Yeah, me fooled too. He lined up as a wing back there, and they put one wing in motion, fake to him, gave to the other wing on the other side.
Second down and 10.
And it's now second and 10.
Nice job by the Columbia Central defense there. We'll see if they can get a couple more stops. I formation for the Royals. And the give is a tailback, and they'll trip him up at the 10. He'll get inside there to about the 9. Third down for the Royals.
Good stop there by Columbia.
Four minutes now left on our third quarter clock. A couple defensive substitutions for the Golden Eagles. Big couple of downs here if they want to keep pace. Tied at 14. They'll need a big stop. Third down, and it's a long 7, maybe 8. Under center with one back. Eisenman split out wide. Back to throw. Gannon looks for Eisenman. And we'll get a flag on the play. Uncatchable ball for sure, but yeah. I think we might see a pass interference penalty against Columbia.
Quite possibly. They may pick it up if they determine it to be uncatchable.
Oh, certainly. I mean, the pass was very errant, and almost it looked like Eisenman went on the slant, and Gannon threw the fade route. So we'll see what happens with the decision here. To pick up the flag, though, we'll call the penalty against Columbia Central. So a big third down play that looked like an incompletion. Now the walk-off a penalty. Wait to see where the official's going to spot this, but half the distance. Down to the 5.
Yep, that will go down to the 5-yard line, so that'll be first and goal from the 5.
And goal for the Royals from the 5.
The pass interference is automatic first down, right, Jason?
Yes, it is.
We still got the third down marker up. And they haven't moved the chains here at all. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, there's the handoff to Chapman, yes. And they'll get him. Stopped him from the end zone. Is that first down distance? We'll wait for the spot when they clear up this pile. Looks like about the 4, so it'd be shy there. That's fourth down and about 2 yards for the Blissfield Royals. Another opportunity for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles to get a stop. They'll be in the shadow of their own goalposts should they do so.
Yeah, good red zone stop here by Columbia so far. Big congratulations to the Lumen Christi volleyball team, Class C district champions, defeating Concord in 5 games.
It's a good Concord volleyball program for the ladies there for quite a while now. Fourth down play, they give it to Spano. He hammers his way into the end zone. We need an official signal. I don't see one.
He's short.
They're calling him short, but they'll get a first down. They're inside the 1 and get 4 more tries at it, I would guess. I think that was Spano pleading his case with the officials to try and get that to be a touchdown. What's the respectfully disagreeing with the spot of the football?
Yes, respectfully disagreeing with the officials is my debacle.
It's first and one. They give to Spano. This time he'll get it in, and they don't waste any time signaling in. Blissfield takes the lead. It's 20-14, our score. 2:31 on our third quarter clock, and Blissfield is taking control again, capitalizing on a Cole Partridge interception. Blissfield in front. We'll get the extra point here. See where we stand, and the Golden Eagles will have another shot. Again, these two teams played back in week 5 of the season, a game that Blissfield won 27-14. In danger of being able to match that score again tonight. Columbia Central's offense will come out, try to change that story. The hold is down on the kick. It's up. And that one's through 21-14 with 2:31 to go third quarter. The Blissfield Royals take control of the game. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with a kickoff on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Ooh. 21-14, our score. The Columbia Central return team on the field. Sam Tumas back with Mendez to return.
Mendez looked good on the last couple of returns that he's had for Columbia.
Agreed.
Sets up the ball.
We're teed up for the kick. And gonna run and put a boot into it. And there we go. There's your kick. Liner bounces, and that's gonna roll all the way back. And stops! No, did it just touch the out-of-bounds line,
Jason? No, that is a brilliant play. The return man stepped out of bounds to pick up the football, which makes it a penalty on Blissfield.
Wow.
And they'll give them the football at the 35-yard line.
An intentionally brilliant play?
Heads-up play. I would hope so, because that's the rule. If the ball, when the receiver return man picks up the football and he's out of bounds, that's an illegal procedure penalty. So a good heads-up play by the Columbia return team to give them the advantage on that one.
Because that football bounced at about the 15 and slid right down. It must have been an inch away from that pylon. At least that's how it looked from here. About as far as you could kick a football without having to go out of bounds. But he picked it up and will get the penalty in good field position for the Golden Eagles from their own 35. And they come out with four wide receivers for Cole Partridge.
I know that rule because I've seen the Green Bay Packers do it twice. Once to the Lions.
Carson Daniels takes it on first down, running to the left, looking to turn it upfield. Gets to the edge, and he'll turn that into about 7 yards on first down. And that's twice they've run that play with Carson Daniels on first down, and he's been able to get a pretty good gain.
Yeah, they seem to have some success moving to the left side of the offensive formation with that that option play with the give to Carson Daniels. But they are trying to move anywhere else against that Blissfield defense on the ground has not really been fruitful for them.
So they come out with four wide receivers again for Cole Partridge. Kind of a common formation for them. We don't see it by many other teams in the area. Partridge rolls out slightly, then passes, gets Mendez on a slant into the Blissfield end of the field over the 50. And that's a nice catch. Mendez pulls that in easily on the slant route.
And Mendez does a great job to reel that slant play in. And Partridge has himself kind of a cannon, so a good job to haul that one in. He got some spice on that.
Well, they had the one interception that I think you would credit to Partridge, and the other one was just bounced off the hands, popped up in the air, and was brought in. But Partridge has been on the money with his throws most of the way. He runs it now on first down. Keeper on the read option. Over the 45, down to the 43 before he stops. Second down and 7.
Yeah, that option play works out well with the way that Blissfield has fired off the football. I'm surprised it's been as effective as it somewhat has been for Columbia Central.
Well, you know, it gives them pause for a moment. They got to watch Daniels, and then Partridge will keep it. He's given it to Daniels a few times. So what I like about what Columbia Central does is Partridge gets to make a lot of decisions, and it keeps the defense guessing. He throws another slant route to Mendez for a first down. Beautiful throw. Partridge just comfortably hitting him in stride. They'll move it inside of the 35 to the 34 and a first down for the Golden Eagles.
And a good job by the sophomore Mendez there to get the inside shoulder on the defender for that slant play to make that as effective as he possibly can. The key is to get off the line quickly and get your shoulder inside of his so that the slant route you have an open target for the quarterback.
Running down on the end of the third quarter, Partridge back to in shotgun again, and they'll draw that Blissfield defense right off sides. Partridge has used that hard count a few times. Yep. First and 10. Walk off a 5-yard penalty. First and 5 now for Columbia Central as they continue to move the rock on their, what looks like it could be the final possession of the third quarter. 21-14, they trail at home against the Blissfield Royals in a district championship game. Winner moves on, loser calls it a season and starts getting ready for basketball.
Yeah, they start going to basketball practice.
Three wide for Partridge. Play action. He'll keep it now and running, and well sniffed out by the defense for Blissfield. That's Devin Slusher makes the tackle, and he's going to lose a couple yards on that one. It's going to be 2nd and 8 now for Columbia Central.
2nd and 9 for the Golden Eagles.
And there runs down the clock on the third quarter. We got 12 minutes more to play. 21-14 is the Blissfield lead. Put 12 on the clock, and we'll be right back after a minute break on K105.3.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Ho, ho, ho! Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Columbia Central up at the line, 2nd and a long, 8 shotgun for Parchers with 4 wide receivers, throws quickly, Mendez again on a slant route, and he's got first down distance, it would appear. That one might come up, it's going to come up about a half yard shy.
But again, that Mendez getting that shoulder on the inside of the defensive back. That allows him to get the positioning he needs to be open for that slant play.
Just gets enough separation every time, and Partridge is putting it on his hands right where it needs to be. So a 3rd and 1/2 yard. Partridge in the shotgun. They'll spread him out. Partridge throws it quickly, and it's caught. And he's got the first down, and then some inside the 15 down to the 13. Nice play by Columbia Central.
Good job by Mike Phillips. Yeah, that was a quick little bubble screen type of play there. Mendez faked the slant route, ended up in a blocking situation there.
Michael Phillips, a big target over there, 6'3 junior for the Golden Eagles. He's wide right now for Columbia Central up to the line, and they stick with that 4-wide set. Partridge, in the shotgun. He'll give it to Daniels through the line. Busted tackle.
Wow.
Inside the 10, almost to the 5-yard line. Nearly 10 yards on that first down carry. Daniels showing some strength on the run play, showing the power game on that one. We haven't seen that through three quarters.
Yeah, good power move there. And does a great job to get that ball into a 2nd and manageable position, open up the playbook a little bit for Cole Partridge.
2nd and 2, they can still get a first down before they get to the goal line. They're on their opponent's 7-yard line. Partridge in the shotgun, and they stick with a spread out formation for him. Takes the snap, gives to Daniels, and he battling still inside the 5, and that's going to be
first down,
so they get 4 more tries at the end zone. Move the chains, toss them on the ground. 4 tries for Columbia to look to tie this game up.
Inside the 5.
This has been a fun one, Jason, a little back and forth action. Columbia Central continuing to battle for Coach Kubiak.
This has been a great game so far.
Stay spread out. Out of the shotgun, and Partridge will give it off to Daniels, and he's not a lot of blockers over there. He'll lose a couple yards, and he brought down by three or four Royals who chased him down.
Had one on his back. He carried him for about a half a yard.
9:43 on our game clock. Columbia Central knocking on the door here, trailing 21-14 at home. Let's go 7 yards here for them to get into the end zone.
And Steve, do you go back to the slant here?
I think you might want to go to the air. Partridge will indeed. He's rolling right, going to the corner of the end zone. Phillips pushed out of bounds. There was a lot of contact there, Jason. Phillips kind of got pushed off of that corner.
Yeah, a little bit of a push off by the corner. Smacked the ball out of his hands. Still, Phillips was able to go up and try to almost bring that one in.
Yeah, and again, Partridge puts it right where it needs to be in that situation. He's been on the money with his throw, certainly here in the second half.
Yeah. I think it might be time to go back to that slant route here on third and goal.
Third down and goal for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles from their opponent's 7-yard line. Big play here. They got to tie this one up. Partridge out of the shotgun. He's rolling right. Quick throw. This time it's outside to Phillips, and he's going to lose. He might lose a yard on the play. Lost his footing a little bit to make the catch. And now a little extracurricular after the play.
Yeah, a little bit of fun and games there, but the refs look like they're going to swallow the whistles again on this one. And good on them to let these kids play. It's getting late in the game. It's coming down to the high-pressure situations. And looks like Micah Sonneborn is going to come out for field goal attempts.
Micah Sonnenberg onto the field.
Sonnenberg, sorry.
Apparently a relation to our Tri-County Water sponsorship.
Yeah.
So we're learning things up here in the press box tonight.
Yes, we are.
The kick is up, and it looked like it could have gone wide left, but no, that is good. So now we've got a 21-17 score with 8:35 to go in the tilt. Columbia Central gets on the board, and they trail by four. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back and see if Columbia Central can make a stop on K105.3.
Do you have a big cleanup project? Get a roll-off container from Modern Waste. Property cleanup, roll-off container from Modern Waste. Demolition, roll-off container from Modern Waste. New construction, you bet. Roll-off container from Modern Waste. With a Modern Waste Systems roll-off container, you'll receive hauling, disposal, and recycling all for one fee, and in most cases, they're lower than their competitors. Call Modern Waste or visit modernwastesystems.com for your roll-off container today. Roll-off containers.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
4 points separate these two schools. 21-17, Blissfield holding on to the lead. They'll get a chance at the offense here. And they send Chapulis and number five, Eisenman, deep. Eisenman threatened to score on the last kick he returned and only was stopped by the sideline. With 8:35 to go, Sonnenberg will kick off after he scored three for the Golden Eagles. That bounces at the 30, down to the 10. Bobbled for a moment, and Chapulis will take it. Cuts, breaks a couple tackles. He's hit at the 20 and brought down to the 23-yard line. So nice coverage on the kick by Columbia Central. Long field to work with for Blissfield.
Blissfield takes over first and 10.
And you know, Blissfield, if they put together a drive like they did in their first drive, could eat up this last 8.5 easily. However, Columbia Central certainly made the right adjustments and has been able to stop them most of the time. The thing that really killed Columbia Central, and you're going to look at the end of this game, win or lose, is that those two turnovers were really a big difference.
Yeah, and if you're going to eat clock, you got to eat it all. Or you got to score points.
Chapulis nowhere to go on first down. He might get a yard, yard and a half, but a good defense there by Columbia Central. Look at that. They did give him about two. Second down and 8:13 as the clock runs.
Yeah, and Blissfield, if they're going to eat up clock, they've got to eat up every single last second of it because Cole Partridge and the Columbia Central Eagles have shown that they can get the job done throwing the ball deep and can beat this defense deep. So, they've either got to come away with points or they've got to eat up every last second.
Right now it's the defense that matters. Give to Spano on second. He's up the sideline. He gets past that first down marker. Move the chains Spano for the Blissfield Royals. And I'm going to call that first and 10 on the 35.
ball out to the 34-yard line.
7:42 to go. Blissfield moves the chains once. Columbia Central's defense is going to have to come up with a stop, create a turnover, which they haven't done yet, which kudos to Blissfield for being able to protect the football. The two turnovers really looking like the big difference in this one so far. Spano takes it on first down. Has to change directions in the backfield. They'll stop it for no gain. Second and nine for Blissfield.
Normally that one cut has been very effective for the Blissfield tailbacks back there in the backfield, but just couldn't quite get a hole opened up for them on that play.
Jason, you ever been to Blissfield?
I have.
You noticed you were there?
Yes, I did.
I've never been. That I can recall.
It's a nice little town. It's quaint.
Looks like Michigan Center scored again, 39-14.
Hey, there we go.
With 5:40 to go in the third quarter.
Got ourselves a game now, kids.
Blissfield on second and nine. Big formation. Chapulis in motion. They give it to Eisenman off the other side, and he's into the next level. Up the sideline. It's a foot race. Turns it back in. Can't make the tackle. Still on his feet. Big run by Eisenman over the 30 down to the 27-yard line before he's brought down. Blissfield with a big play there. Misdirection. You have Chapulis rolling out from one wing. They fake the give to Spano off the middle, pitch it to Eisenman coming across, and he got up the sideline. And when he turns on those burners on that sideline, I'd like to see him and Chapulis a 100-yard foot race.
It was an interesting run there as well. I mean, he's got the great balance. He showed power breaking tackles. He got the footwork to stay in bounds and the speed to get to that second level and beyond, and really eats up a lot of yards on that play.
Two of the fastest guys we've seen all year. First and 10 for Blissfield. Gives to Spano, and then they come with the power aspect of their game, and he's got 10 on first down, and the Blissfield energy is as high as we've seen it all night.
Yeah, and you can feel the momentum making its way into that Blissfield huddle there.
All right, first and 10 for the Blissfield Royals. Coming up to the line, they're just outside of the 15. Got them on the 17, and on first down, it's Spano going to the right. And he's going to get about 8 on the first down carry, and Spano's running hard. Chapius is the one who's the dangerous guy for the breakaway speed, but Spano just eats yards. We got a Blissfield player down after the play. Second down and about 3 for the Royals. 5:49 left on our game clock, and Blissfield is driving. Now would be a great time for the Golden Eagles to create their first turnover. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you again to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for being on board for the broadcast. And it's just the time of year where you want to get in touch with those guys. Make sure your furnace is working the way you need it to.
Mine was not last week.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in the cold. And call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And then, of course, they're coming out to sponsor their Columbia Central Golden Eagles on this playoff run. Additionally, I'd like to say thank you to Brooklyn Products, Village Peddler Gift Shop, and Columbia School District. And, geez, I was before the game, we had a little bit of time. We were standing out on the out on the steps, and I looked back, and there's a beautiful tennis facility back here that they've got. Yeah, looks like Wimbledon back there. And then across from us, of course, the big soccer field.
Yes.
And that's lovely, too. They really have a nice layout here out on Hewitt Road in Brooklyn.
Scenic Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's a nice drive out here going by the lake.
Yes. A couple houses for sale, too.
You thinking about moving? Out of the I form. Give is to Chapuis, and he will get about 2. He's going to be close to that Chapuis first down marker. Looks like he's going to come about a yard short. Third down and about 1 for
bring up third and 3
Blissfield. No, they didn't give him. I thought he got a little further than that, so we're going to say 2 yards.
Yeah.
2.5 even. And they got spotted right about the 10-yard line. Third down and 3 with 5:03 clock ticking down. Columbia Central's defense needs to be clutch right here. Huge play. Probably a huge couple of plays here if they get the stop on third. The give is to Spano. He's got some room. He's going to get the first down. The end zone. Dives forward. There's your signal. Touchdown, Blissfield.
touchdown.
That is a huge run by Spano, and the Blissfield offense just got momentum. Couple big plays. Eisenman with the huge play on that one. And Blissfield into the end zone. 27-17, that 10-point lead with 4:45 left. Columbia Central's got their work cut out for them if they want to seize victory from the jaws of defeat.
Yes.
Extra point pending. Back to kick for the Royals. Aiden Cox. Jeez, Aiden Cox, he looks like he's about 6'1", 240. The kick is no good. 27-17. We'll stay with that 10-point disparity. And Columbia Central attempt to cut into it when we return. 30-second break on K105.3.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent of Columbia School District. Our STEM courses offer success through hands-on learning. Our teachers are caring educators who give each student the one-on-one attention they deserve. Our points of pride include K-12 music emphasis, art exploratories, online virtual courses, musical drama productions, and blended learning. When searching for the right environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools. Learn more at myeagles.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 4:45 on our game clock. Columbia Central will receive a kick with an opportunity to, they're going to have to put up points quickly and then probably an onside kick, Jason.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to make something happen here fast and find a way to get the ball back quick.
So we send Tumas and Mendez back to return. Mendez was big on that last possession. And they'll look to him, no doubt, on a couple of those slant routes on this possession. Blissfield's probably going to have to send a couple guys deep. So the underneath stuff's probably going to be pretty available for Columbia. Low kick and fielded at the 20. Picked up by Mendez. Goes up to the right sideline. Head of steam. Pulled out of bounds. Close to the 40.
And that'll be good field position for Columbia. They've got to make something of it here. They've got to go quick.
Brings it out to the 40-yard line, first and 10 for Columbia.
Blissfield still, as you mentioned, needs to be mindful of the underneath stuff. A lot of college coaches say that the only thing prevent defense does is prevent you from winning. So they're going to want to keep an eye on the underneath plays here.
A lot working against Columbia right now, including the game clock. With just 4:39 to go, you got to make up 10 points. It's two possessions no matter how you look at it. Partridge back to throw on first down. And as predicted, Mendez on a crossing route.
Fumble.
Caught it. Now they're calling it a fumble.
Oh, he's saying down.
Down.
Yep.
Cole Partridge.
Mendez gets about 8 on first down.
Second
and 2.
Down by
3. Second down and 3.
Yeah, we'll get it.
From the 47. First down right at midfield.
We're feeling generous. 4 and 10 to play.
4 wide receivers for Partridge. His arm's going to get a workout. Rolling out right, looking downfield. He's got time, and a nice throw to Phillips. Phillips trying to stay in bounds and maybe turn it upfield. He's hit and brought down into Blissfield territory, 40-yard line.
It is a first down for the Golden Eagles.
If Partridge has that kind of time and 4 guys out there to choose from, eventually he'll find the right guy. Phillips was by himself. 3:48 on the clock. It's running with Cole Partridge. Standing on the 45, back to pass in the shotgun. He's got it up the sideline.
Looking deep.
And he jumped a little too soon. The ball is there. And Connor Davenport can't pull it in, but another nice throw by Partridge. Looks like Davenport just went to the air a little too soon and couldn't quite grab it. Incomplete second down and 10, but the clock stops with 3:39 to go, and Columbia got to have a mind for getting it downfield quickly because they're still going to have to get the football back one more time.
Yeah, Davenport looks like he went full extension there and just didn't quite have enough. A little bit early on the jump, even with the full extension. I don't know if he would have been able to get to it.
Back to pass again, Partridge up the right sideline looking for Phillips, and that one was off target, which has not been the case most of the time in the game for Partridge, but he missed the receiver on that one.
Yeah, he was moving backwards, Partridge was, and got hit as he threw by Spano, and that forced him to sort of overcompensate a little bit on the throw.
Go back to the previous play for a moment. Davenport downfield. Jason, he goes up early after that football because he's covered pretty tightly, and he wanted to get it at the highest point, and it looks like he just overestimated it a little bit. But a nice attempt. We do have a third down play pending here for Columbia Central. Partridge rolling left this time. Gets time, throwing downfield. He's got an open man. It's Mendez. Does he catch it?
Yes, he did.
Yes! Mendez goes up in the air and brings it in. He's been sure-handed all night. 3:27 on our game clock, and Columbia Central's got a first down inside the 20-yard line.
Now they'll go with three receivers to the right. Hurry up offense.
Phillips, Mendez, and Toomas to the right. Partridge rolling that direction, looking downfield. Now he's got a man in his face, and looking to get to Phillips. Well covered on the defense. And incomplete is the call.
It'll be second down.
And Phillips was close enough to Phillips to avoid any kind of intentional grounding. With 3:12 on the clock, second down and 10 for Columbia Central. Not on the 19-yard line.
And Partridge has pretty much had a hand in his face on almost every pass that he has dropped back on. There's been a couple of times where he's had a little bit of time, but this Blissfield pressure has really gotten into the quarterback face for Columbia.
Well, when you feel pretty confident your opponent's going to pass, you can kind of pin the guys on the D-line, can pin their ears back and go after the QB, and the defensive backs just cover. We'll get a timeout from Blissfield this time. Let's take 30 seconds on the broadcast. We'll come back and play this final 3:12. Again, 27-17, Columbia Central trailing by 10, but knocking on the door at K105.3.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
3:12 on our game clock. Jason's been a really well-played game. Not a lot of penalties, not a lot of mistakes. One interception that was probably Cole Partridge's fault. The other one was kind of a fluke, bounced off the receiver's hands, and a great defensive play. The turnovers are the difference for Columbia right now. They're trying to undo that. Second down and 10 from their opponent's 19. Partridge back to pass. Got a little time, gets to throw away, and overthrows Mendez. And he's hit when he releases. And that's going to bring up third down and 10. Another long play for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Big play here. They've got to get in the end zone. Right now with 3:07 on the clock, Jason, you think you have enough time to maybe even kick off and get a couple stops? Our latest update on the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard from Lumen Christi, 45-14 leaders. Or excuse me. Yeah, 45-14 over Michigan Center. I had trying to talk myself out of it. 2:52 to go in the third quarter. And Lumen Christi well in control of that one. Back to pass Partridge, and he's got another man. Toomas had a step, but it's just beyond his reach, and that's going to bring up a fourth down for Columbia Central. And the offense will stay on the field, of course.
Yeah. Kind of have to right here.
I don't know if you could, if you had confidence in Seidenberg's leg from here, would you kick it just to get the three? You know you got to possess the ball at least one more time.
I would. I mean, what have you got to lose? I mean, you go to the air here.
You got to lose, he misses it.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you're fourth and 10 from the 20. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could always shoot for the sticks and go for the first down, and we're going to get a timeout here by Columbia.
One, I expect, you need to get the first down. That's they've been going end zone. They got a lot of room to still get to the sticks and get a first down, Jason. But, you know, just asking, would you kick it? Would you get the points? And you know, it's, they're on the 19, that's a 34-yarder. It's by no means a gimme.
Yeah, Sonnenberg's got a boot, though. I mean, if it was Brian Williams, I'm going for the points.
You take the points.
But with Micah Sonnenberg, I don't know that much about him to say, yeah, go for it and let him boot it. But it looks like the faith in Sonnenberg is real because he's making his way out to the field here.
Yeah, Columbia, it looks like they're going to try to put these 3 points on the board.
Yeah, and it looks like Blissfield's going to stay on the sideline. I'm not really sure what they're doing here.
They're still in the timeout. We got a coaching staff member on the field.
And we're getting updates on the finals throughout the area. St. Mary's Catholic Central, last-minute field goal, last-second field goal, I should say, to beat Hudson, 19-16.
So Sonnenberg on, and they'll tee that right there, Jason, at the 25. I think it's a 35-yarder.
And we're going to get timeout. We're trying to ice Sonnenberg here with 3:02 to play.
Blissfield timeout. We'll stay here and we'll thank some of our local sponsors on the game. Again, Tri-County Water bringing us scoreboard updates all night. And the one we've been really watching is the Lumen Christie Michigan Center game. And Lumen Christie going into the game heavy favorites. And it's one that I would, as a high school football fan, enjoyed watching. 45-14, our current score update. And Lumen Christie looking to move on and defend their District 6 state championship. And again, they'll get the winner of that Water Valley game with, you remember who it is, Jason?
Harper Kellogg.
Thank you.
Or Kellogg, yeah.
Dalton Kellogg.
Dalton Kellogg, there we go. I got Harper Creek and Kellogg.
Yeah.
Dalton Kellogg mixed up, but yeah, Dalton Kellogg. last word, I believe Water Valley was up 20-19. We do not have an update on that one yet. But Lumen looks like they're going to continue on to defend their title. Michigan Center has nothing to be ashamed of in this season. They played a fantastic year, had a lot of great games, kept my the company who makes my heart medication really well paid.
Still my favorite game of the season.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty tough to outdo. This is a clutch field goal attempt. Sonnenberg will finally get a chance to kick it. It looks like there's a snap. The hold is down. The kick is up. It's got the leg, but it's no right good. Of the goalpost, and that's a miss. So with 3:02 to go, the Columbia Central Golden Eagles trail by 10, and Blissfield will take over on downs. And now it's, you got to have quite a few things go your way if you're Columbia Central and you want to get back into this one.
Yeah, you got to hope for a turnover, some sort of fumble, something errant goes sideways, poor clock management by the freshman. Something has to go your way here if you have any hope of getting back into this game. And even then, it's still a two-score game.
I'm just glad that Coach Kubiak and I agreed on what to do on that fourth down. We both wanted those 3 points.
Yeah, and I can't fault him for that at all on that. He had his faith in Sonnenberg, and unfortunately the boot a little unkind. But Micah is a fantastic kicker. Had the leg, just didn't quite have the accuracy there.
2:57 remains on our clock. 10-point Blissfield advantage, first and 10 from their own 19. And there's a give to Spano, and he's brought down. So just a short gain for Spano. Columbia Central will get the defense back, and again, clock running, and that's the enemy of the Golden Eagles right now. Yeah. 2:42 ticking away. Thanks again one more time to our sponsors, especially Columbia School District adding on to the game tonight, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Village Peddler Gift Shop. Brooklyn Products supporting the Golden Eagles tonight. They're hiring. Get in touch with Brooklyn Products. Help wanted.
Maybe their coworkers bring them pancakes.
I have a feeling I'm going to regret even mentioning that. It's going to be a long basketball season. There's a handoff to Chapulis, and he's not going to go much further. They do keep the clock running as he stays in bounds, it looks like. 2:04. We got it stopped right there.
I am willing to look the other way if the first time we go to Michigan Center you provide me with a bag of caramel corn. I'm trusted to have caramel corn in the gymnasium at Michigan Center anymore.
It's a new superintendent, so we might have a little leeway.
See, but Mr. Cook knows me. Brady Cook, the superintendent over at Michigan Center Schools. See, and Chad was there, too. Chad Patrick, the AD, was there. So he... He very kindly helped me pick up the aftermath of basketball in my
face.
Maybe
we can get some sort of a spill-proof bucket for you that beyond just that paper bag.
Yeah, you know, they have the those cups, you know, like for little kids that they don't spill when you tip them upside down. Maybe they can get me one of those. .204 to go. Blissfield taking their time here on the timeout. Third and five. .204
to go. So third down, about six, Jason, and Columbia season hangs in the balance. And what happens here, the give is to Chapulis, and he falls ahead close to that marker. He's going to come up short a little bit. They'll bring up a fourth down.
And it's going to be a timeout, Columbia Central.
Stop the clock one more time. Under 2 minutes at 1:58.
We have a timeout taken on the field. That'll be
had some great sponsors on board all season. Of course, we'll go back to the K105.3 Football Frenzy and say thank you to Art Main Chevrolet, Triple Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Denny's has been on with us all year.
Yes.
And if you're thinking about a post-game meal, you can't do better than Denny's, man.
You really can't.
I love that menu. They scratch me right where I itch. Great burgers.
Yes.
Breakfast anytime you want it. And you can order online, and they'll have it ready for you when you come to get it. And you can pick it up and eat it anywhere. Jackson YMCA, where I think they got $5 join fees right now.
Yes, they do.
So
and
get in on that.
Just kicked off their funding drive.
They did a big party.
Yeah.
And they've got the turkey trot coming up.
Yes, they do.
Thanksgiving morning. I'll be there at the start-finish line playing some music and helping get the crowd pumped up for that run. And I don't know about you, Jason, but when I eat too much at Thanksgiving, I like to feel like I exercised in the morning. So that you get a 5K under your belt, you get an extra helping of mashed potatoes at least.
See, now I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have someone bring me food, and then I'm going to tell you about it the next time we're at a basketball game.
And how I didn't get any.
How delicious it was. And how you didn't get to have any. No one told you about it.
Speaking of delicious food, Jackson Area Subways will choose a player of the game one more time following this one. The give is a Chapulis, and he's got the first down distance, and he will go out of bounds. The clock will stop, but another four plays, and it's not looking good for Columbia Central. That was really... The game kind of hung on that play.
Yeah.
They should be able to cut out the rest of this clock. Columbia Central's all tapped out on the timeout.
Out to the 39-yard line.
But really a fun battle tonight.
Yeah, it was a great game. Very well played. A lot of back and forth early on.
I guess we'll resist wanting to call it for Blissfield, a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of a turnover. A big play by Columbia. We could change the tide a little bit, but this is a give to Spano, and he goes down quick.
Spano up the middle.
Get about half a yard, second down and nine. Ball on the 40-yard line. But the clock runs down to 1:40.
So the award ceremony may begin immediately at the conclusion of the game. Thank you.
Working their way toward midfield, Blissfield. Taking their time. In control of this one. Tri-County Water has been around with us. Modern Waste on the game tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you to them for getting on board.
They're my trash people.
Nice.
Good people.
Give to Chapulis. He jumps over the defender. He's over the 50, and he's still on his feet, and he might take this one to the house. He's got one guy to beat. He doesn't beat him. Big tackle. Saves the touchdown. Brandon Cripps. Big play. And they'll stop the clock to move the chains. But we got a flag on the field way back at the 40-yard line.
That's usually holding.
1:03 left on the clock. The Columbia Central faithful start to make their way toward the parking lot. Sensing the end is nigh.
Indeed. And really, you kind of think that Chapulis kind of shut it down a little bit towards the end of that run, just letting the clock run down, waiting to be caught a little bit. You don't really want to rub it in if you can help it. And that was a block in the back, or a chop block, excuse me, against Columbia Central, and that penalty is declined.
First and 10.
It'll be first and 10.
So get the football set, and start the clock, and
that is victory formation for Blissfield.
27-17, looks like that will be our final. So the Blissfield Royals lined up, ready to move themselves into the next round. Taking their time before they even snap this football. There you go.
Takes a knee.
Oh, and
good score update.
Yeah, Minder just scored his sixth touchdown of the game. Lumen Christie leads 51-14 in the fourth quarter.
Lumen Christie pouring it on. Minder having a nice game. And what, you know, Jason, what you noted, a big pass to Dalton. Is it Keller? You're seeing that Lumen Christie going to the air a little bit, stretching out the passing game. And that's one of the keys that Greg O'Connor said to them being even more dangerous in the playoffs is if they can go to the air a little bit and take some pressure off that run game, all of a sudden that extra dimension is going to make them very hard to stop. 27-17 our final. Blissfield will move on to face the winner of the Detroit Central Warren Michigan Collegiate game, and that'll be next week. So Blissfield, congratulations on a tough fought victory, and Columbia Central, a great season again for the Golden Eagles. And we will take a 1 minute break. We'll come back and give you our Subway player of the game and wrap up our football season here on K105.3. again, 27-17 our final score tonight.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. It's time to sign up your four-year-old for GSRP preschool. If your child turned four by September 1st and qualifies, our preschool is free. Your preschooler will make new friends, learn early math and language concepts, use imaginative play, and eat a nutritious lunch. Columbia School District, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education, building a solid foundation for a bright future. Visit us at MyEagle.com.
This is how we roll.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Blissfield victorious tonight, 27-17, and that's going to end the season for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. We do, however, have one area team that's still going to be playing, and that's Lumen Christie, looking well in control against Michigan Center. They'll move on to face the winner of the Delton Kellogg Water Valley game, and we'll have coverage of that football game next Friday or Saturday. I can't remember what day that one's going to be scheduled, but we'll have that on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM with Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford, and that ought to be a fun one with those teams that met last year. Water Valley and Lumen Christie, though we don't have an update on the score. Last we knew, Water Valley was holding on to a slim lead. Tonight, our Jackson Area Subway player of the game from the losing Columbia Central Golden Eagles is Cole Partridge. He's obviously the most important player on their offense, and it's nice for Coach Kubiak and his crew to know they have another year of Cole Partridge coming back next year, and they're going to be pleased with that and know that they get to start with that very confident, comfortable, talented quarterback, nine center. So we'll give him our player of the game award after a couple of really nice deep passes. He controlled the offense. They just, realistically, it's his mistake that cost them the game. The one interception that led to points, and then another one.
Yes.
That's not his fault. Just an pass that bounces off the hands, goes up in the air. Really a fade interception to dive and catch it.
Yeah.
And
good athletic play.
And so, even though he's our player of the game, it's the two interceptions that really make the difference in this one.
Yes.
Because Blissfield was able to capitalize both times on the mistake. So Columbia Central will wrap up their year of football. They can start practicing for hoops.
That's right.
And or whatever else they might be into. I don't know, wrestling. People wrestle too, right?
Yes.
You did.
I did. Still do.
So 7-4, Columbia Central end the season. They were 4-3 in their league. Blissfield 7-4 now after, or excuse me, yeah, 7-4 now after the win, and they were 4-3 in the league. So they'll move on, and they got a big game next week. And like I said, check out WKHM.com for details on the time and location of Lumen Christi and whoever their next round opponent is. Jason, it's been a fun football season.
Yes, it is.
I think a highlight this year for me and probably you too was that insane Reading Michigan Center football game that we got to call. And we look forward to another year coming up. Right now, we'll take some time off, recharge, and get ready for high school hoops, and we'll be doing all that coverage again this year on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And I think we get it started in December, and I think we're going to head to Michigan Center High School with the Concord Yellow Jackets coming into the building. So
Matt Lehman and his Concord crew.
Always good to see those guys.
It is.
It's kind of a classic game in the area to get the season started. You know that Yellow Jacket Center game is going to be fun.
Yes, because they are looking loaded and ready to roll as Concord. So should be a fun one.
So thanks to everybody who followed along with the football frenzy on K105.3 all year. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And we hope that you'll join us again next year when we get the football frenzy started once again.